The Ghost Riders of Alderbeck by Fred Vargas. Read by David Rintoul. Chapter 1. A trail of tiny breadcrumbs led from the kitchen into the bedroom, as far as the spotless sheets, where the old woman lay dead, her mouth open. Commissaire Adamsberg looked down at the crumbs in silence, pacing slowly to and fro, and wondering what kind of Tom Thumb, or what ogre in this case, might have dropped them there. He was in a small, dark, ground-floor apartment, with just three rooms, in the 18th arrondissement, in northern Paris. The old woman was lying in the bedroom. Her husband was in the dining room. He showed neither impatience nor emotion as he waited, just looked longingly at his newspaper, folded open at the page with the crossword puzzle, which he didn't dare try to solve while the police were there. He had told them his brief life story. He and his wife had met at work in an insurance company. She was a secretary, he an accountant. They had married in their careless youth, not knowing it was destined to last 59 years. Then his wife had died in the night. Heart attack, according to the local commissaire, who was ill in bed and had called on Adamsberg to replace him. "Just do me a favour, it won't take more than an hour. A routine morning call." One more time, Adamsberg walked the trail of crumbs. The flat was impeccably kept. The armchairs at antimacassars, the formica surfaces were gleaming, the windows were spotless and the dishes washed. He went over to the bread bin, which contained part of a baguette, and a large half-loaf, wrapped in a clean tea-towel, and hollowed out in the middle. He returned to the husband sitting in his armchair and pulled up another chair.